Greetings. We're going to have a chat about the heart. It was stimulated by the short documentary I sent out recently by Joseph Chilton Pierce, who was saying things about the heart that is generally not accepted. So let's talk about generally not accepted. I know this is an old example, and I suggest you just connect with it for a moment. Not so very long ago, the world was flat. Absolutely, no doubt. Flat. And ships that sailed off on the ocean on a voyage of discovery and didn't come back had fallen off the end of the world. Not only that, but the world is the center of the universe. It is. And everything revolves around us. And we are the only living beings in the whole universe. And we and the whole universe was created by a supreme being who created everything just as it is. No evolving, everything just as it is. 6,000 years ago. Now, many people now consider this laughable. Now, what we're going to look at today is the possibility that in a few hundred thousand years, we're going to look back at us now and see what we take for granted, what we take for as a fact, is even more laughable. Just since I was at school 70 years ago, practically everything that we were taught as an absolute fact is not now so. So we are starting to see things differently again, as we have all the way down through history. And yet we keep trying to anchor ourselves and say, this is the way it is. Now, religions tend to be more fixed. And of course, science has been fixed as well, but now it's starting to move. It's starting to shift. There are sections of science that are saying there is no color out there. There is no sound out there. We're creating that in our brain. The mystics have been saying forever that there is nothing out there. We're creating all of that. It's Maya. It's illusion. Now that is too much for the capacity of the brain, the way it has been conditioned. And it could be true. We have been taught that the heart is an internal organ whose job it is to pump around oxygenated blood through our whole body. That's its function. And that our brain controls everything. Our brain controls the heart. It controls everything. And now we're seeing the possibility, at least, this isn't true. It has now been discovered that the heart has more thinking cells than the brain. Thinking cells. But not thinking the way the brain thinks. Because the brain thinks in duality. That's the way the brain works. It's the only way the brain can work. It thinks in duality. If we say black, it's the opposite of white. If we say good, it's the opposite of bad. But what we're discovering now is the heart does think, but not in duality. That the heart thinks in terms of one, and that the heart is the heart of everything. Now, we have to loosen up to listen and connect with this. The heart of everything, not just you, but the heart is one. And just gently listen. There is only one heart. Physically, yes, you have one, I have one. And yet, what we're being told is the heart is radiating a frequency, and it's very strong, to a meter or so. So anybody that's close to you is affected by what your heart is radiating. And the scientists say we have instruments that can read it, a very faint signal, considerably further out than a few meters. And this is what I'm suggesting. That it's seen as only a few meters is to do with the restricted capacity of the measuring instrument. And not only the restricted capacity, but the type of frequency. So what's being suggested is the heart is radiating your heart, my heart, every heart, in unison. In a way, there is only one heart. There is only one. Out of the whole came the whole, and the whole remained. So in one way, we're not only all connected, we're all one. And not just human beings, but everything is one. Radiating a different frequency, and therefore a seemingly different form. As they say in the East, Maya, illusion. But it's a fun illusion, isn't it? You are seeming to be you and I'm seeming to be me, and we can interact. And in that way, possibly, evolve. So let's come back to the heart. The heart is one. On one level, you and I are one. We laugh at what we call primitive tribes, ethnic people, when they talk to their ancestors. Not so long ago, it was more than talking, they sacrificed children to their ancestors to appease them. There are still ethnic societies that make sacrifices. In the East, and here as well, lighting candles and putting out food. Some of us think that that's a joke. And we have psychics who indisputably talk to people who are no longer in their bodies. People give them messages to give to us, because we're not capable of receiving the information directly. We haven't opened our heart enough to be able to see another level of what we're calling reality. We're still seeing reality through the mind and the way it has been conditioned to see things. We see what we've been conditioned to see. If you remember, there's a story from the South Sea Islands that when sailors came in their sailing ships and stepped on land, the natives couldn't see the ship. They didn't know where they'd come from. They thought they'd come from out of space. They couldn't see the ship because they haven't been conditioned to see that possibility. And it's the same with us. We're not conditioned to see certain possibilities. Some of us do. We call them savants. They see and do things that we can't see and do. But science is telling us they don't have a capacity that we don't have. We have the same capacity, but that capacity is reduced by part of our brain being active. And that part of their brain is not active. The part of our brain that's active is the part that is being trained to see things in a certain way, credulous. So if it thinks it's not there, it doesn't see it. And savants can. Psychics can. And what we're being told, and I think is true, it is that they don't have a capacity that we don't have. They have less restriction and therefore are able to see, hear and feel what we don't feel. Back to the heart. So we're told that the brain controls everything. Controls the heart and tells it what to do. And this new way of looking at things, I say new in the West, says no, the heart is the center. And that tells the brain what to do. At least to the limit of its capacity of how it's been conditioned. So the heart is more than an organ that pumps blood. It's the center, it's the heart of you, it's the heart of everything. I'm looking for what else can I say to help you to see that more clearly. When you see something young, a young baby laughing, where do you have that sensation? Yes, you have a thought that it is a baby, it is young, they are laughing, but where do you feel that? So often people put their hand to their heart, don't they? They feel something, and they feel it in the heart. In fact, any young thing will do that. Young animals, young, innocent, evoke something in us. When we become as a little child, something is felt, and thought reduces it. It reduces it to what we've been told to reduce it to. But the heart doesn't do that. The heart is vast. You are vast. Vast. You encompass everything. And you are encompassed by everything. We are one. We are all connected. We are. Now, our conditioning has been so strong, it's very difficult to connect with that. But the suggestion is, yes, that's the way you've been told things are. And just for example, over the years, we keep seeing things not the way we've been told. There's another level. So let's experiment with the possibility that, yes, we are seeing things, we are experiencing things the way we've been told, and there's another level. And in 100 or maybe a lot less, we're going to see things differently. Let's not wait. Let's see things differently now, or at least the possibility. Accept the restriction and accept that you are psychic. Accept that you have infinite possibilities. Accept it as a hypothesis. Accept it as a possibility and start to function that way. Premonitions. When you see, oh, it looks like that might be happening. Oh no, that's just my mind. No, maybe you're seeing something that your mind is not comfortable with. That's the way psychics have become psychics. They're not restricted by their ideas. Most psychics start off not believing what they're seeing. And eventually they start just saying whatever comes to them. And then surprise, surprise, they see the person they're talking to is recognizing what they're saying. The heart, your heart, my heart, every single heart, no matter what their behavior, no matter how cruel they are and heartless they seem, they're not heartless. The more uncaring a person is, it just means they're further away from being connected to their heart, the heart, your heart, my heart, every heart. It's just behavior. We are one. Take it as a hypothesis, as a possibility. Spend some time each day just sitting, feeling the capacity, the potential, the possibility of the capacity of the heart to be connected with all hearts, one. And in our language, the heart is heartful. Being one, taking care of someone else is taking care of yourself. And in reverse, taking care of yourself is taking care of all. Taking care. Let's call that the basis. Taking care in every way. Not just donations, but every moment, in every way, instead of reacting to somebody's unkindness, take a breath, feel it, and if it's true, if it's possible for you, be kind, be gentle, be loving. For that person, in one way, is you who is further away from the connection to their heart. Their heart, your heart, one heart.